52DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Jimmy Carter today decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family in Plains, Georgia, and receive hospice care. That from a statement from the Carter family. This is after some short hospital stays recently, says the Carters. ABC News contributor Dr. Darian Sutton.
Hospice care is not just simply adding a pain medication to someone's script. Hospice care involves really looking at that person, understanding their needs, their family's needs, and making sure that you can be that best supportive care.
Carter has faced several health challenges over the decades, and most recently in 2019, when he was in and out of the hospital following recent falls. In 2021, he and wife Rosalyn hosted President Biden and the First Lady at their ranch home in Plains, Georgia. The Carters have been married for 76 years. The Carter Center, in their statement, says he has the full support of his medical team and family as he enters home hospice care and asked for privacy.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Mr. Carter is 98. This is ABC News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the global attention about it is emboldening the Kim Jong-un regime in North Korea, says South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin.
And going further, if North Korea conducts the seventh nuclear test, which could happen at any time, it will be a game changer in a sense that North Korea could develop and deploy tactical nuclear missiles.
The South Korean foreign minister is at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. During a welfare check, two Houston police officers confronted a man believed to have a mental health crisis at his parents' house, who stabbed the officers, and they in turn shot the man to death, says Houston Police Chief Troy Finner.
The sister, who was not at the location, originally called and said that mom and dad was afraid to call the police. So that's what got us there in the first place.
The chief says the cops will be okay. They're listed in stable condition at a hospital. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take a break. I just ain't got nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. And I ain't thrown wisdom to help me now. I'm turning cold and lost our home. Maybe I just need time and so I'll be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. It's no wonder your heart has been singing.
Would you hold me now? I feel your shadow. feel your shadow.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Eddie Berth from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A double dip of Eddie Berth there. That was Shadow. The first song was called Blues Beat. Now, Eddie Berth sent us some music at maxincradio.com.
You know how that happened, Jimmy?
Well, hold on. The album is titled The Traveling Tin Sandwich. And is actually being released on February 24th. It's going to be available all over the streaming networks, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, etc. How did it happen, Rocker?
He got a hold of me. He wanted to play Atwood Fest. So I said, you know, wow, you're a local artist here in Wisconsin. Send us your music, too. So I heard about him through Atwood Fest booking.
Nice. I love the harmonica, man.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is. And I love his voice, too. We'll have to get him on the air here for a little chat and see what's what makes him tick, you know.
We're actually in the middle of scheduling him in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that weird how that stuff happens?
It's crazy, man. Look at us. We're showing our poker hand tonight. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. She's got the sniffles. Get well, Terry. Gosh, Garnet. Hate those sniffles. Thanks to Rob and Emily from Weikert Realty Lake Point for coming in. Really great to meet those guys, and I appreciate all they do to support the Atwood Avenue area, Rocker. If someone wanted you as a realtor, how do they do that?
They could just go to Weikert-LakePoint.com, you know, or just send me an email, rocker@rockerrealty.com. And of course, I'm R-O-K-K-E-R. I'm pretty easy to find, Jimmy.
How would you, I mean, if you're going to sell or buy a house, if you need someone on your side, Rocker is like the perfect candidate. He's a rock and roll star. He's a he has vodka and whiskey.
They make great sales gifts.
He can judge your neighbor like, oh, you don't want to live in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, geez, Jimmy.
I'm not saying that.
But we'll certainly represent you, and I love negotiating for people. That's one of my favorite parts.
You're very good at it. Something else you're very good at is telling us what's coming up in the next hours here on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, we have Catherine Capolero. She's from VO5 and Loving Cup, which is a Rolling Stones tribute right here in Madison. She's going to be talking about Catherine's art, her paintings, and the showing that's coming up at Weikert Realty. Fall to Rise, Betty Rise, we're going to be interviewing her from the Red Rooster. They're playing there live tonight. And Devil's Lair, Paul Flipowitz, he's got a new album, and he's going to be playing live music right here for us in the Devil's Lair. Acoustic, Jimmy, you never get to see Paul acoustic, I'll tell you that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K and Rocker, 10 p.m. We're reunited in heaviness once again. And we have an interview with Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios, plus Essential Last Crack.
All right, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PART if you want to call us up. Say hello. Make a musical suggestion. We got some Sam Ness on the way. He's touring Europe right now. Maggie Shea is on the way. Jordan Story right now. Heavy looks. This is Gaslight on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. jealousy, but you kept me under lock and key. Now every night it's the same dream. Is it always gonna torment me? Haunted by my past mistakes, not sure how much more I can take.
Jackie Ernst enjoying life out in Arizona, where she moved. This guy is touring Europe right now, Sam Ness. This song is called Press On from City Lights and Smoke on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told upon the mountain was everything I see, and the roads were there, but the path was up to me. Trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. String around my neck. I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. I'll press on.
time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning, when it calls to me. In the nighttime, when I know. I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Got Catherine Capilaro coming in from VO5 in just a few minutes. Right now, the brand new one from Jordan Story, We Got High, on Max Inc. Radio. Brand new one from Jordan Story, We Got High, 2022 single there from Jordan Story on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music and awesome food. Check out the menu and the whole calendar at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Kat Capilaro from VO5. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Wisconsin is chilly and the snow is deep. In the winter, we like to get a whole lot of sleep. But hold on, wait, what's knocking at the gate? Something is rotten in the Badger State.
Wisconsin, Wisconsin, W-I-N.
To the city.
Oh, and this time we're taking a stand. Fight to the end, Wisconsin.
Walker was elected by just 5 points. Now he's got the whole state at knife point. Workers' rights on the chopping block. The people say,
don't turn back the clock.
The Koch brothers, they want to own us. Those state utilities into the bonus. Scott Walker is bought and paid. Oh, this is how monopolies are made.
Tell about it, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. W-I-N.
To the city.
Oh, and this time we're taking a stand. Never give it in, Wisconsin.
Sound off the cities.
Water, walk,
Kanawakwak, Shawatoma, Wanakima, Namani, Mazo, Eminona, Ashras, Wanako, Metwakanosha, Managua, Wapaka, Piwaki, Wawatosa, Wanawako, Kanawakwak, Shawatoma, Wanakima, Namani, Mazo, Eminona, Ashras, Wanako, Metwakanosha, Managua, Wapaka, Piwaki, Wawatosa.
No one's paying us, we're not busting. We just want a government we can't trust in. Unions make Wisconsin better. This revolution is fueled by cheddar. Fighting Bob the Follett fought for all our rights. He'd be proud as hell that we're seeing the light. When Walker tried to pass his poisonous bill, 14 Democrats took to the hill.
Wisconsin, we'll bring the Green Bay Pack down. Push us around, you're gonna get a smackdown. You think that we're just gonna lay down and die? Screw us and we multiply.
Tunisia and Egypt,
Libya, Yemen, Bahrain,
Ohio and Indiana,
it's got to change. Tyrants around the world can take a hike.
This is what democracy looks like.
Backseat Radio, we are local music. That's VO5 right there. And the Cheddar Revolution from the Songs of Uprising. That was released back in 2011 during the uprising. It's kind of like the start of everything from the, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, rocker. Help me out, brother. let me say this. If you want to check out the show again, there's a replay tonight at midnight. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can hear the whole thing in case you're tuning in late. Plus, you can get the archives at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. radio page, rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is one of the founders of local tribute supergroups, VO5 and Loving Cup. Of course, VO5 tributes 70s disco, and Loving Cup is a Rolling Stones tribute, but vocalist, band leader, and trumpeter Cat Capilaro has started a new career in art, painting. This week, Cat's art will be featured at the Weikert Realty Lake Point Open House and Art Show on February 23rd. And here to tell us about art, disco, and Stones this summer is Cat Capilaro from VO5 and Loving Cup. Kat, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay, Kat.
Yay, thank you, Rocker and Jimmy. It's great to be here.
I love the hat in conjunction with the hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's a shame this is radio because that would have been a beautiful picture.
Just picture a big white fluffy mushroom.
I mean, if it had legs, Jimmy would be asking it if it wanted a belly rub.
Right.
I know. I know.
I'm that way, you know.
Kat, let's talk music. VO5 brings out by the thousands, people by the thousands, to disco dance in the streets at local music festivals, and the band is filled with local music scenesters. Tell us a little bit about VO5, and how did you bring disco back to life?
Well, bringing disco back to life was waiting to happen. I think that we just were in the right place at the right time with people who were really dedicated to just filling dance floors in Madison. So my lovely husband, Andrew Roan, always wanted to have a dance band. We had a band called the Merkins back in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
We
did like funk and bluegrass. And my favorite things were always when we would do Dancing Queen and also just fill the dance floor with, you know, our kooky songs. So we, you know, we just kept looking around and playing with different people, and we did a lot of musical theater. We did a lot of other kinds of projects. And then finally Cherry Pop Burlesque was a burlesque troupe. I was a part of that. Andrew came in, Gail Campbell came in to drum for it. Finally we had the right mix of people that were going to make the disco explosion happen. And
I like that, the disco explosion.
Exactly.
The invasion.
Yeah.
It has to be just powerful though to be on stage. You know, y'all are like a 7 or 9 piece band playing the disco, but with thousands, like at Atwood Fest, for example.
The energy.
The energy off the crowd just has to be amazing for a VO5. Mm.
It is the closest that I have to a religious experience. I mean, it's like people are so happy when they're in their bodies, when they are loving each other, loving themselves, moving around however they feel like it. It's just, you know, it's like the epitome of what this community does and can do when everybody's on the same page. And also the antidote to all the negativity and crap that's out there. It's like, we are here to dance and make music and appreciate each other. And it's a beautiful thing. I believe in it.
It's one of my favorite nights of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
More recently, you've created the Rolling Stones tribute band, Loving Cup, with a different cast of characters. Tell us about your cup of love and what it's like to dance like Jagger
on stage. Oh, my goodness. Well, my cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over. last night we were at the Red Rooster, and I'm still crowing about that one because that's a lovely little club. And
yeah, that place is awesome.
Our first time being there. So Loving Cup is my husband, Andrew, again, Andrew Rohn, and Dr. Schrapp on saxophone, who's also with VO5. And then Joey Zarda and Jonathan Zaroff and Aaron Schultz. It's, you know, it's kind of a super group. We had Tony Castaneda on stage with us last night. Mm. And so we just love the Stones. And for, I'll just speak personally, VO5 brings me all sorts of joy on all sorts of levels. But getting to be Mick Jagger brings out a whole nother nasty, wonderful side of me that I get to express. And Andrew and I share the Jagger duties. So this is not, you know, this is the kind of thing where our marriage would be in peril if either one of us was Jagger. To keep the universe all in balance, we both have to, we kind of pick who's best for which song and, you know, and figure that out pretty organically. And we back each other up really nicely too. We're great harmonizers, and the whole band is just all about not note perfect recreations, but like really getting the precision and the spirit of the Stones into it. I mean, I'm never gonna sound exactly like Mick Jagger. I don't want to, but I wanna bring that raw energy to it. And I feel like we're really doing that, and it's also a really joyful thing to do. We try to bring out a lot of deeper tracks and make sure that people are experiencing the Stones, not just the radio hits, but the, you know, those blues tracks and those country tunes and the stuff that people don't hear anymore because they're not listening to albums.
The Stones are definitely known for their B-sides. What's your favorite Stone song that you sing?
That I sing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think, well, it was the last one we did last night, so it's in my head, but Moonlight Mile is a masterpiece.
Can you a cappella the chorus? I'm going to put you on the spot here, Kat. Feel free to say no.
Jimmy, can you try for us?
Let's see.
I don't sing.
When the wind blows and the rain feels cold, with a head full of snow, with a head full of snow in the window, there's a face you know. Don't the nights pass slow? Don't the nights pass slow?
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. That's beautiful.
That's acapella.
Thank you. It's a little raggedy today.
I owe you a couple beers for that, Kat.
Kat, Loving Cup will be performing the Rolling Stones album Exile on Main Street on May 13th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Tell us about this show. It's rescheduled 50th anniversary.
Yeah, 50th anniversary was last year. We didn't quite make it before the end of the year. We had a COVID cancellation. But that is a beautiful album, and I will fully confess that I was only familiar with about half of it. And Joey Zarda, our amazing guitarist, he is a savant when it comes to Stones music. He knows all those tunes and was just dying to do them. And so we did Sticky Fingers for the 50th anniversary, also at the High Noon. And then when this one came around, you know, he was basically like, that's a deal breaker if we don't do that 50th. So we started working on it, and it's really been a wonderful project to explore. There's some like very stripped down blues tunes in that one, and then there's whole gospel choirs. So we'll bring some extra singers on to make sure that we fill out the choir. And you know, it's an album that is definitely worthy of bringing back. And you know, I know people haven't seen these songs live, because the Stones probably don't even do these songs live anymore, many of them. So we did Casino Boogie last night. That's a real fun one.
Nice. Well, check that out. May 13th, High Noon Saloon. Let's talk art. When and how did you become a painter? And why now?
Well, I think that not only was I always a painter, but that a lot of us are and have unexpressed art talents that are just don't have an opportunity in our day-to-day lives to
Jimmy
come out.
Does finger paints.
Jimmy does finger paints. There's a lot of great finger painting out there. and Jimmy does dog art, right?
Yeah,
performance art.
I appreciate. I'm a performer of walking a dog and giving belly rubs. Yes.
Well, so am I, and my doggies inspire me all the time for painting and photographs. I photograph my dogs like as a halftime job, for no money. But anyway, here's what happened. The pandemic came. Did anyone remember that?
Yes.
And so what did I do? I was the arts editor at Isthmus, and I was performing in a band that brought thousands of people together for potentially super spreader events. So everything that I did needed to not happen for a while.
I hear you.
And so I went out into my backyard of this beautiful little house that Robbie Grether helped us buy.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little house. It's our empty nest. And this house is on like a stone's throw from the railroad tracks and the beautiful little Starkweather Creek that suffers from PFAS pollution.
Oh yeah.
So right down there, there's this combination of kind of dead trees in front of this lush jungly area. And then there's the Starkweather. There's like turkeys that nest in those trees. There's coyotes that run around there. There's owls. And there's this little bend in the creek, like it's got ice on it. It's got reflections. It has like a lifetime of paintings.
Yeah.
Just that one bend in the river. And so I've probably done 50 paintings of that one bend in the river. You know,
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I just keep coming back to it. And anytime, and this happens often, where I feel really unmoored and uncertain about what I'm doing as a painter, I just come back and say, okay, time to paint the Starkweather. Just paint the Starkweather again and get recentered. So, so if you come to see the show on Thursday, I hope you do. It's a great place. I'm really honored to show my stuff there. You'll see some Starkweather paintings. And then also just, I look at the sky, I look at the trees, I look at this beautiful world around us that is in lots of peril, and I feel better about it somehow, just being able to put paint to canvas and spend a moment with myself. It doesn't involve any collaboration. I don't have to have any conversation with anyone except my inner self to put it down there. And so I just keep painting as much as I can.
That's awesome. It's like the reverse of being on stage, but it's still the same energy almost, you know, with the painting, the inspirations you get to what to paint versus being on stage and getting that large roar.
It actually is a really kinesthetic thing for me. I move around, you know, I set up an easel and I'm, you know, I put on the radio, I dance around.
Max Inc. Radio, of course, right?
I put on Max Inc. Radio and I put on War. I like to hear something real going on and then move to it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is so true. Now, your artwork will be on display at the Weichert Lake Point Open House and Art Show. What are you presenting at the gallery on February 23rd?
Well, there'll be Starkweather paintings. I'm actually still deciding because what I have in my house is an absurd amount of paintings. I know they have a big wall, but not big enough for all of these. So I need to make some decisions. But basically I want to try to create some sort of cohesive statement about our backyards, basically. So that, you know, it will focus on, it'll go further than my backyard, but it's going to focus on that. And I have some brand new ones. Even if you've seen my work before, you haven't seen these. So excited to have a night painting, for example.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to take over a whole room with Maximum Ink Art.
Awesome.
And I'm going to have almost every issue of Maximum Ink from the very beginning, 25 years. And you'll be able to like look through it and find old articles and ads. And it's just full of memories.
Oh, that's so great.
It's going to be so cool.
We're going to have a lot of fun at this art show. It's going on at 2045 Atwood Avenue at Weichert Lake Point. Down there on the east side. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Refreshments, some munchies, and you can talk to us, hang out with me and Kat.
Yep.
And Rob and Emily.
More information is, of course, on the Weikert Lake Point Realtors website, weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's the place to be.
Kat, you're awesome. Thank you for everything you do, supporting local music, being awesome.
Appreciate you. I love the local. Thanks for what you do, guys. Keep on playing it.
Can we bust out some disco right now?
Yeah.
A little original VO5 dance originality on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music from 2015. Dance originality from VO5. Thanks to Kat for stopping in today. Really appreciate it. Coming up, we got Fall to Rise coming up shortly after 8 o'clock. They're doing a sound check at 8 o'clock, so might be pushed back a little bit. Paul Flipowitz live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Right now is Rain Stern. I'm not them. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Even if it tears me down, which way the wind blows from here. Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong seeing it now. Well, I don't know, no, no.
with what I know now. Oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine kiss. Well, testing me if I'd stick around. It's like asking gravity if you jump, will you hit the ground? All these tests are futile, and so I'm wondering all this time.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.